This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in today, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. The website's up. And we're posting easily 20 or so news articles per day. Ed Marvini's done a fabulous job. He's built a template for me that just works great. And a couple little tweaks I've got to make, and it'll be unbelievable. But it's up, and you can see what the meetups are about. You can see the week's instructors, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast. Shane Harger's with us for 2 hours today. Welcome, Shane Harger.
Vincent, good morning.
Shane Harger, are you lying down for this broadcast?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Class, for those of you who are not aware, Chief Shane Harger was the former chief of police of Jemez Springs, New Mexico. His police department was disbanded because he signed on with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He reaffirmed in many ways his oath of office in writing to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights to protect and serve we the people, and was ultimately fired. His police department was disbanded, as we believe was a result of that. And he was involved in an accident. He is flat on his back. He broke his leg, and bone was coming out through the skin. And he is recuperating, and as because of that, he is flat on his back. And he's with us today, and we're going to be talking about saving money. So did I say that right, Shane?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I definitely broke my leg and laid up trying to get healed up. And being on the show today, I think that your listeners will be quite informed with regards to some keen ways that they can save some money and be prepared for things to come. After all, your show is USA Prepares. One thing that I've really enjoyed about your show, Vincent, is the fact that you provide people with enough information that they can make an informed decision for themselves about how they should proceed with regards to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, preparedness. You put on an expo that invites people from all over the country to show off their latest inventions, gadgets, etc., that could help people in times of emergency, times of need. You know, prime example, when I broke my leg, had I been out, you know, Baja'ing out in the desert somewhere, which people do frequently here in New Mexico, if I were all alone, some of the skills that you guys attempt to present to your listeners would have come in very handy. Thankfully, I was in my own backyard, and help was just a phone call away. But I'm looking forward to your subject matter this afternoon, or this morning, rather, and I hope that your listeners will enjoy it.
Okay. Well, Shane, let's talk about biodiesel. Now, let me start with this. We have a number of vehicles here on the farm and machines. We have tractors and we have small pickup trucks, you know, half-ton, three-quarter-ton pickup trucks. We have a backhoe and traditional farm tractors, and they run on diesel fuel. I ordered some diesel fuel last week, and the cost of diesel is at a low for the last several months, and I paid $3.06.9. That's what farm fuel is around here in Missouri. So, but I could make my own. I could make my own biodiesel, which would be recycling vegetable oil. And I've been behind trucks on the highway, and Mrs. Finelli and I would say, it smells like French fries. It smells like French fries. For miles. 10 miles. Still smells like French fries. How is that? Well, the guy in front of us had a pickup truck who used French fry oil that he converted into fuel. And have you ever smelled that, Shane Harger?
Absolutely. And you're correct. It does smell like French fries.
Yep. Sometimes it smells like fish.
We call it French fry juice.
Yeah, sometimes it smells like fish, depending on what the oil was used for. So we can, rather than just get rid of that oil, we could actually burn it as fuel. So let's talk about that. You've got a diesel truck. What is the process that you go through when you convert French fry oil, cooking oil, so forth, into a fuel for your truck?
Well, talking about your different fuel sources, specifically the vegetable oil, shortening oil, that you would pick up at your local restaurant, that they either pay to have it hauled off or they have to discard it in some way. Talking about that fuel source, that is the purest fuel source that you can get as a vehicle fuel. And what I mean by that is you take that vegetable oil from your restaurant. Generally speaking, it's not going to have any water in it. It was, you know, usually kept indoors in a restaurant, used for cooking purposes, a sanitary environment for the most part. Usually these restaurants will pour it right back into the totes that it came out of, which makes it very easy to pick up and store. Now, one thing you have to do is you have to let the material settle. So all the chunks of battered dough and burnt French fries, et cetera, that are in that grease, that oil, you have to let that settle. So you need some type of a settling tank, usually a cone-shaped settling tank, or you can even use the little totes that it comes in, and you just let it settle. And what you do is you siphon off the top, and it's usually fairly clear. The vegetable oil, you can usually see right through these totes, and you know where the garbage is on the bottom. So you stop just short of that. You don't want to get that into your clean mix. And then you run it through a filter. You can order filters online. You can create your own filter. Basically, as long as you get it down to 8 micron, you're pretty much in safe territory. You take that vegetable oil and you mix it. Most people on a vegetable oil fuel, they're going to run 40% diesel to 60% vegetable oil. Now, some people actually run it on 90% and even 100% vegetable oil. I don't recommend that. Just for the sake of keeping your injectors and glow plugs clean. But some people do, and it works fabulously. The downside of that, Vince, is generally speaking, the vegetable oil is hard to get your hands on. People have caught on to this, and you go to these different restaurants. Either someone has already agreed to give this out to a particular vendor or person, or there's a company that has secured a contract with these restaurants, and they're paying the restaurants for the oil. So the restaurants are actually making money selling this used oil to these recycling companies. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does. Because, you know, even chicken manure, if you go to a farmer who raises a lot of chickens, you know, they used to have a problem getting rid of the chicken manure. What would they do with this pile of manure? Now they sell it. So, yes, absolutely makes sense.
But it's a great fuel. I'm by no means a tree hugger, but I definitely believe in protecting the environment and being responsible for our own actions and reducing our footprint as much as possible in nature. And so what I've done, you know, my father manufactured diesel and gasoline for 33 years. He worked for Citgo Petroleum, and he did this for 33 years. My mother also worked for Citgo manufacturing gasoline and diesel. And so I kind of grew up with an inside knowledge about fuel. Now, the other side of the coin is instead of vegetable oil, you can use waste motor oil, hydraulic fluid, transaxle fluid, all these different types of fluids can also be used to make diesel. Now, it's usually not referred to as biodiesel, but rather it's referred to as black diesel. That's what it's referred to, generally speaking. And the process is a little bit different. The reason being, in your waste motor oils and things of that nature, you have byproducts just because of the nature of combustion engines and so forth. And in this, you end up with concentrations of arsenic, cadmium, chromium, lead, sulfuric acid, nitric acid, and you really don't want to be burning those things in your engine because they're corrosive. They can tear up your injectors and fuel lines. And so there's a different process to get that out of there. There's a polymer you can add to your holding tank which absorbs water and these acids, but it repels oil. And so it really separates. It acts as a desiccant to get your contaminants out of this oil. Then you mix it 50-50 with pump diesel, and you run it through your strainer. Now, some people will use what's called a centrifuge, which is an excellent method of removing these contaminants from your diesel, your waste oil. But the best method, proven method, is when you crack the oil, which is the way they do it at the refineries. You build a little mini distillery, basically, and you superheat the oil, and you distill it. And then you run it through a condenser and then through a filter, and that is pure diesel when it comes out. For all practical purposes and intent, it needs no treatment after that. It is pure pump diesel. It's usually clear or yellowish in color, and it's in some cases more pure than what you're going to get out of the gas pump at the gas station.
Mm-hmm. And is that because there might be some small amount of moisture in the fuel at the fuel station, the gas station, if you will.
By and large, that's correct. The number one enemy to diesel is water. It's sort of a naturally occurring thing. And the way to deal with that is specialized filters that will absorb or dispel that water. So whatever you're using as your pump source, I have a gas pump here at the house. It's full of diesel, and it has an 8-micron filter that is called an absolute filter. It threads on. And so it's filtering down to 8 microns.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Shane Hargrove with us, and we're talking about making biodiesel. And we're talking about using vegetable oil, French fry oil, cooking oil, waste motor oil, hydraulic oil, even automatic transmission fluid. Shane, you know, years ago, I saw a man, a neighbor, back in the 1960s. One of my boyhood friend's fathers would drain the crankcase of his car that he would drive back and forth to work in. And he would take that crankcase oil that he drained out, and he would pour it down into his fuel tank for his oil burner for heating his house. He would just pour it in there. Like, I couldn't believe it. At the time, it was kind of shocking to me. But he would take that 5 quarts of engine oil and just add, you know, 1 1/4 gallons to his heating oil. And he didn't have any problems. He just changed the filter regularly, like you would on a regular oil burner, and it worked fine. So we're talking about not wasting oil. We're talking about using something that we would previously think of as discarding as a fuel. So let's talk more about that. You mentioned an 8-micron filter. Tell us more about that, please.
Yes, what I have is an 8-micron absolute filter. It's a thread-on filter. If you've ever changed your oil on your vehicle, you know, there's an oil filter, it's a spin-on oil filter, and that's what it is. But this particular filter also has a component in it that will absorb water. So it will extract water out of any leftover or residual water that's in my finished product tank, my diesel holding tank. And the reason why that's important is because just because of moisture in the air, you'll end up, if you have long-term fuel storage, you'll end up with some moisture, some water in your diesel. And diesels are designed to, in some way, filter that water out. In fact, most diesel engines will have an indicator light that says, you know, water and fuel. But there's a switch on my diesel. You just open this lever, and it drains any water that has collected in this water separator that's on the engine itself. But the actual dispersion tank, the dispensing tank that I have, has a spin-on absolute 8-micron filter with a water reclamation system built into it. And I've had zero adverse effects. Now, I've been running my engine, when I started running homemade diesel, had 80,000 miles. And I beat the tar out of this truck. I use it for work and, you know, construction, heavy hauling all the time. And, you know, I change my oil in this thing, you know, at exactly 6,000 miles. That's when I change the oil. And then whatever comes out of the pan in my oil, this particular engine takes 15 quarts of oil. And I usually run Rotella, 15W30. And what I'll do is I'll take that oil that came out of that engine. It goes right back into my reclamation system and gets turned right back into diesel to go into the tank. So I waste zero oil that comes out of my engine. And I found multiple mechanic shops that are just overwhelmingly excited to have me come pick up their oil. Because your smaller outfits really can't afford to pay someone to haul it off. And they really can't get these service contracts to get people to buy their oil because their supply is so intermittent. And so that's what I do with my oil. It's worked out great. I've had zero adverse effects, no loss in horsepower, no excessive smoking. I've looked at the heads on my engine. There's no wear, no carbon buildup. And so I'm very pleased to have learned of this technology and to be able to utilize it. And I've saved thousands, literally thousands, over the past 2 years.
Shane Harger, let's talk about diesel fuel. Now, years ago, let's say maybe 15 years ago, we had what would be standard diesel fuel. And that was replaced, I believe, in the 90s with low-sulfur diesel fuel. Now, everyone believed that was great for the environment, and maybe it is. However, the sulfur component in diesel fuel was part of the lubrication that was required by the fuel high pressure, very high pressure fuel injection pumps on diesel engines. Because diesels, what happens is diesel fuel is sprayed directly into the combustion chamber under high pressure. And it's the diesel injection pumps, because of this pressure, are susceptible to wear and need lubrication. Well, the lubrication has to come from the fuel, but we removed that lubrication when we removed the sulfur from the fuel. So what you're doing by using motor oil, I believe, is putting lubrication back into the fuel. So it should last longer. Let's talk more about that when we come back. Shane Harger is broadcasting with us today from New Mexico. I'm Vincent Finelli. We're making biodiesel.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Shane Harger's with us, and we're talking about making fuel from waste oil. Shane Harger, you can hear it in his voice. He's passionate about efficiency, saving money, not wasting anything. And so today we're talking about waste oil, reusing waste oil for fuel for your vehicle. Shane, I mentioned that years ago we converted from standard diesel fuel to low sulfur diesel fuel, and they said, yep, you will use this in your automobile with a diesel engine. You will use this in your light truck. As a matter of fact, all vehicles operating diesel engines will be using this, big trucks, small trucks, and automobiles. And I was very concerned because we went through a period where diesel fuel injection pumps were wearing out. They were failing because of the lack of lubricity in the fuel oil. So what I began doing was adding motor oil to the diesel fuel tank in the trucks to add more lubrication. And it seemed to prevent us from blowing up these diesel fuel injection pumps. And that's what you're doing by reusing motor oil that you drain out of the crankcase out of your diesel truck, right?
Yes. Now, you know, talking about your low sulfur diesel, sulfur is a natural occurring substance in crude oil. So when it comes out of the ground, you're going to have a certain amount of sulfur content.
Mm-hmm.
The sulfur, if you've ever been driving down the road and you see an 18-wheeler or a truck stomp on the gas and this huge black cloud of smoke comes bellowing out of the stack, that's unspent fuel. That's wasted fuel. That's mostly the sulfur content that you're seeing belched out into the atmosphere. And it's certainly not good for the environment, but it is what it is. And so you're usually looking on your low sulfur fuels. It's usually like 15 parts per million or less. This is like 97% cleaner than a standard highway diesel. And so it does burn cleaner. However, an average of 500 parts per million of sulfur in standard fuel, you end up with increased temperature as well. Now, a very close personal friend of mine is an owner-operator. He drives over the road with an 18-wheeler, and so you know he's seen this. He's seen these newer trucks that are using these ultra-low sulfur fuels on the side of the road just burn up. There gets an increase in temperature. It burns up the injectors. And so, yeah, there are certainly additives that can be added to your fuel. Now, if you're adding oil, I'm taking it that you're adding clean motor oil to your diesel?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So you shouldn't have any issues. It should work just fine doing that. With the used motor oil, the waste motor oil, not transmission fluid, not hydraulic fluid, not vegetable or plant matter like French fry juice, but specifically waste motor oil, it does require filtration to get the sulfuric acid, the nitric acid, the chromium, and all the arsenic and these other particulates out. Now, with the waste motor oil, something that people need to be cognizant of, if they're specifically going to use waste motor oil, spent engine oil, they need to realize that these companies that sell motor oil, they add detergents. You always hear about the ultra-clean burning oil. So with these detergents that are meant to scrub your engine, it causes what's known as emulsification. So when you do get water in your oil, if it's been sitting out in your yard not covered, or you're in a very humid environment like Louisiana, Florida, and you end up getting moisture or water in that oil, you end up getting emulsification, and the detergents hold on to the water. So it's more difficult to separate that water out of the oil. And water will absolutely grenade your injectors on a diesel engine. Water is definitely an enemy to diesel engines. You want to get that out of that oil. So be cognizant of that. When you're collecting your waste motor oil, if it's got a very white, milky, creamy, milk chocolate look to it, emulsification has occurred. It's got a lot of water in it. There's only two ways you're going to get that out. Either through, you know, cracking the oil, distillation, which I have a distillation system set up. You can do it that way. Or you can use a centrifuge, which will spin, you know, usually at 15 to 1800 RPM, and it's going to shoot that water, force that water to separate from that waste motor oil, and then you run it through the rest of your filtration process.
Shane, when you talk about the centrifuge, did you buy that or did you make your own centrifuge?
Purchase. Now, some people are mechanically inclined and have the right equipment and so forth that they can build one. And a lot of people have built them out of old brake drums, the rotors. They built them out of that. But the key to it
is having a cone shape in the middle. It's very key. And so you, if you're going to take on, be advantageous and make your own centrifuge, you need to do your homework. You need to see what plans have worked for other people. There are plans on the internet, free source that you can get. But I can tell you that Diesel Max makes one. There's Bluegrass Biodiesel is a tremendous source. They've helped me. They're a wealth of knowledge. Their family's been into waste oil recycling and making biodiesel for the past century. I mean, they really know what they're doing. Bluegrass Biodiesel. I would certainly encourage everyone to call those guys. And that's actually where I purchased my my polymers for filtering out this stuff. But yes, a centrifuge, you can go online. There's a number of them. Pennsylvania Biodiesel has a really good one with a thermo coupler on it that will preheat the oil so that it filters better. And you know, certainly do your homework, and you want to use safety, you know, because this thing is spinning around really fast. You don't want to get your hands in there and injure yourself. But for all practical purposes and intent, the centrifuge is a wonderful way of filtering any of these fluids, be it the French fry juice, hydraulic fluid, or waste motor oil. And what happens essentially is when the centrifuge stops spinning, all of the good oil drains out of a separate port into a holding tank, and you're left with just the particulates, the crud, the tar, the carbon, the buildup. And you just kind of scrape it out, you know, wear some gloves, scrape it out with a spatula, but don't throw it away. You know, some people make the mistake of throwing this into a garbage can. You don't want to do that. It's perfectly usable as a heat source. If you have a wood-burning stove, you can use this as a heat source. You throw it in there with your wood. You light it. It'll burn 90% efficient. You will not have black smoke coming out of your chimney. It actually burns much hotter than wood and causes it to superheat inside your wood stove, and you end up with a better burn.
You know, as we were talking about the centrifuge, I was thinking about one of my mother's vehicles she had back in the 70s. She had a Fiat 850 Spider, and this was an 850 cubic inch convertible, little sports car, two-seater sports car. And it had a centrifugal oil filter that was built into the crankshaft of this engine. So there was this pulley on the engine, and you would take out these six or eight cap screws, and there would be a chamber, just like you're talking about with the brake drum. And the oil would enter from the center of the crankshaft into this centrifuge, and it would spin at engine RPM, which could be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 RPM. And that spinning of the oil would throw outward the heavy particles that were suspended in the oil. And so there was no replacement oil filter, no cartridge, no spin on oil filter. It was just this centrifuge. And it really worked well. It was fabulous. And, you know, every 20,000 miles or so, we would open this thing up and take a little spatula, a little wooden spatula, scrape out the contaminants that were in the oil, and that was it. I mean, we changed the oil, but we would take out the contaminants and put it back together with a new O-ring. It was as simple as that. So it was inexpensive, but it was a little more difficult than just replacing a spin-on filter. But you didn't throw away steel and filter material and screen and so forth. You just threw out the waste product at that time. So the centrifuge really works very well. And Shane, I remember reading about something called a spinner oil filter, which does exactly that today. So you could add a spinner-type centrifuge oil filter to your gas-powered vehicle or your diesel-powered vehicle, and diesel trucks use them all the time. Have you heard of that?
Absolutely. It's an excellent way to increase your purity standards on your diesel. It does get the water and other particulates and contaminants out. Now, this is the type of filter you're talking about is specific to filtering the finished product that's in your tank. It's not the type that's set up for heavy filtration for waste motor oil. You know, we live in a world of convenience nowadays, and people by and large, want to be able to spin off an old filter and spin on a new one. But there's coming a time, as I'm sure you would agree, when people are not going to have those conveniences, especially in America. If people are not awake, if they're not paying attention to our economy, let me tell you, things are going downhill really quick. So people need to know how to be self-sufficient and how to be a little more responsible and a little more proactive. So if you start now by buying this type of filter that you're talking about, the spin-on or this centrifuge filter, as an additive to your existing engine, you're going to get extended engine life. You're going to get better fuel economy. You're not going to be having to replace injectors. Injectors are expensive. If you've ever worked on a diesel engine, they're very expensive. And they're one of the primary causes of low fuel economy and low performance on a diesel engine. If you have injector problems, you're costing yourself money. And so if you keep those injectors clean, you're doing great. Now,
yeah,
as far as the different grades of fuel, primarily, if I had to list it on a chronologically 1 through 10, 1 being the best, you want to get your vegetable oil, your plant matter, animal fat. Those are the types of fuel sources you want to use for making your homemade diesel because it's the cleanest with the lowest number of contaminants. Second from that would be your hydraulic fluid, like out of forklifts, tractors, things of that nature. Transmission fluid would be third. And then last but not least, your waste motor oil. Now, there's one more component to this that we really haven't discussed, and this is something I'm passionate about as well, and that's plastic. There's a lot of oil in plastic, and you can distill number two plastic, you know, that's drinking bottles. You find plastic all over the sides of the road, garbage can. You take it, you distill it, you end up with pure diesel coming out the other end.
Hold that thought. Shane Harger is teaching us how to save money on diesel fuel.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Shane Harger's with us, and we're talking about making biodiesel. We're talking about using waste oil for fuel. And, Shane, we mentioned hydraulic oil. And just as an aside, you know, I mentioned that we have some farm tractors and we have a backhoe and we have some diesel trucks. I just did a quick, just some simple arithmetic. I bought some hydraulic oil on sale. I bought, maybe 30 gallons just to have on hand to top off some of our hydraulic oil needs on the farm. But I paid on sale $6 a gallon for it. This would be just a typical hydraulic, you know, Hytran type fluid. Well, we have a need. If you add up all the reservoirs that hold hydraulic oil on the farm, probably 100 gallons. That would be 600 gallons of hydraulic oil that we, $600 in hydraulic oil just to keep our farm running, just to, you know, have the tanks, the hydraulic tanks full, to run the hydraulic cylinders on the backhoe, the tractors, the front end loader, you know, all that kind of stuff, the transmissions, 100 gallons, probably minimum. That's $600 worth. Now, wouldn't it be nice if I could purify, you know, drain out that hydraulic oil, purify it, and put it back in? Is that something that we could do?
Absolutely. With the hydraulic fluid, you know, contingent upon what the particular application is, but as far as like your hydraulic hoses and things of that nature, your PTO pumps, what you can do instead of spending that hydraulic fluid and replacing it with another $600 worth of fluid, what you do is you reclaim that fluid and you run it through a centrifuge, run it through a holding tank that has this polymers that I'm telling you about, and absolutely you would double, even triple the life of that hydraulic fluid. Now, contingent upon, again, the application, you know, what you're doing with the machinery, your higher temperature, higher operating temperature machinery where the hydraulic fluid is getting really high tolerance in temperatures, yeah, you're going to wear out the fluid quicker. But as long as you still have that pinkish-reddish color to it and it's just not absolutely black, it's not burnt, you should be able to run it through a centrifuge, run it, treat it with a polymer, and run it right back into your system with no adverse effects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, before I mention that, during the last segment, you talked about converting plastic bags, plastic bottles, into diesel.
Yes. I don't think there's anyone in America who hasn't driven down the road and seen, plastic Coke bottles and Mountain Dew bottles and water bottles and trash bags, etc., all over the side of the road, stuck to a barbed wire fence, or overflowing out of a garbage can somewhere. It's sort of an epidemic. People don't realize that plastics are made from oil. A lot of people just don't realize that. You know, we kind of take things for granted. But when you study what plastics are comprised of, they're very high in oil content, and specifically your number two plastics are the easiest. Number one, number two plastics are the easiest to convert into diesel. And what I've done is I just use my regular oil cracking distillation device that I manufactured. I pack it. It's a 55-gallon container. I pack it full of waste plastic, mostly the tops, the plastic screw-on tops from the water bottles, like an Aquafina water bottle. I throw those in there. I crush all the bottles and throw them in there. They're all plastic. I put the lid on. It's a closed container. It's superheated, and what happens is you convert a solid into a gas, and that gas goes through a retort and is then cooled through a condenser and captured in diesel form. It is pure diesel when it comes out the other end.
Now, when we come back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, let's talk about what happens when you distill, when you crack these plastic products you're talking about. It seems to me that when you take crude oil, which is kind of black, you get some gasoline, you get naphtha, you get kerosene, you get motor oil, and what's left at the bottom would be used for roads, that gooey stuff you might call tar. Let's talk about that, all the products, and what do you do with them when you make your own diesel fuel out of plastic bags, plastic bottle caps, plastic bottles, and what...
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.